fuel injection pumps, injectors, and turbochargers. From ag to construction and light to heavy-duty diesels, we do it all. Fuel system repairs, electrical troubleshooting, engine overhauls and replacements. And we're proud to be a Bosch Diesel Diagnostics Center, always equipped to get you back on the road fast. For all your diesel repairs, call Precision Diesel at 712-623-9233. Diesel, it's what we do.
Good morning, and we are going to have the opportunity now to visit with the County Director, Montgomery County ISU Extension Director Sadie Lindgren with us this morning. And we do want to say thanks to Precision Diesel for making our conversation possible. Okay, Sadie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
The most exciting, fun thing that you're looking forward to today?
Today is being outside.
Going to be outside, working in the yard.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Probably put some mulch down.
Yeah.
And then I have a little one, and he has a little push car, so I'm sure we're going to have to do several hot laps in the driveway in his car.
Yes. You need to do several of those. That's good.
Yes.
Absolutely. Brooks.
That's right.
Brooks. Okay. So this weekend, big plans the weekend?
No,
work outside
yet.
In the yard if you
yeah,
can.
Yeah. It's going to be beautiful out.
It is. I mean, it's a little cool tomorrow morning again, but sunshine. And
yes. We have sheep and goat weigh in tomorrow morning. So
oh.
That's on the agenda, but that's it.
What time does that start?
It's from 9 to 10 at the Livestock Pavilion on the fairgrounds.
Does the cooler weather aid in that process?
No, not really. We do it inside the Livestock Pavilion, so okay. They just pull up and unload.
A rodeo outside in the summer is better on a cool night.
Is it?
Yeah. Just if you were curious. You
yes.
Didn't ask, but I just thought I'd offer.
Well, thank you.
Well, there you go. Okay. What's going on at the office, extension office, this time of year?
We are very busy this time of year with scheduling our summer day camps, summer activities, and then, of course, we are in full fair mode, getting ready for the Montgomery County Fair.
Yeah. Are there going to be any changes this year to the fair that you're aware of? What do the numbers look like, by the way? Do you know?
All of our numbers are up this year
awesome.
So far for livestock. We
That's
don't
good.
Know a whole lot about static yet. We
sure.
won't know that for a while, but so far, numbers are
That's
increasing.
Good.
Yeah,
love to
great.
See that. Oh, very cool. So what are you doing in preparation for the fair? What are you working on?
Right now, we're doing all of our livestock entries.
Mm-hmm.
So that deadline comes up on May 15th. So all livestock need to be entered. And right now, we're doing a lot of judging, getting our judges ready, and a lot of the background information.
Okay. So again, when we show up at the fair, there's a lot of work that has gone into it to point to get it to there.
Yes.
All the stuff you're doing now.
Yes. We always start right after the previous fair. We can start getting ready for the next one.
Okay. Have your interns started?
No, they start on May 18th.
And your interns are?
Chloe Bruce and mm-hmm. Ella Johnson.
You're looking forward to having your interns?
Yes.
Roll
we're
in?
Very excited.
Okay. Okay, Sadie, what else is going on that we need to be aware of?
So we have a few summer day camps still available for youth to register for. The first one is the Babysitting Basics class. That one is on June 2nd from 9 to 1:30 at the Montgomery County Extension Office. So participants will learn how to create a safe environment, handle various situations, and how to choose the best toys for different ages of children. We are also partnering with the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, and they're going to do a segment on choking
oh.
and basic first aid.
That's good.
So getting those youth ready to be babysitters.
That's the summer day camp, and you still have spots available?
We do, yes.
Okay.
There is a $20 registration fee, but that includes snacks, lunch, and all the information.
All right. Good one there for people to, you know, that's going to be here. This is May 1st.
It is, yes. So it'll be here before we know it.
Well, yeah, a month.
The next one is Jam Making for Youth. So that is for all youth ages 10 and up. And that one is we are going to learn how to make and preserve jam. We're going to make strawberry jam,
mm-hmm.
and then participants get to take home 2 jars of jam.
Oh, yeah.
So not only is it going to be delicious, but a great fair project.
You bet.
So that one will be on Tuesday, June 9th,
okay.
from 9 to 1:30 at the Mamerlin Lutheran Church in Stanton.
Okay.
There is a $55 registration fee, but that includes all the materials and information.
Yeah. And 2 things of jam.
Yes, and it's delicious. We've
yeah.
done it before. Very good.
All right.
The next one, keeping on that cooking theme, we have the Science of Barbecue. And this day camp lets youth fire up their grilling skills and learn grilling techniques, explore meat science, and master food safety while creating the perfect burger. That one is on Thursday, June 11th from 9 to 1 at the Gold Fair Building in Red Oak. It is for all youth ages in 6th grade through 8th grade.
Okay.
So registration is required. There is a $20 registration fee, and that includes all the materials, lunch for the day, and everything they're going to need.
Very reasonable, Sadie.
Yes.
Very reasonable.
Yes.
Did you tell me the ages for the babysitting class? Who's that for?
The babysitting class is for all youth who have completed 5th through 9th grade.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Yes. So the next one we're very excited about, our summer interns are planning this one. And it is the Agriculture Everyday Summer Day Camp. And this one is for kindergarten through 3rd graders.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about anything from seeds and soil to animals and more. So this is all about agriculture. And this one is on Thursday, June 18th from 9 a.m. to 1. And it is $20 per person. And that includes all snacks, all the materials for the day.
Okay.
And that one will be at the YMCA here in town.
Okay. Gosh, you have a lot.
We do. Yes. And the last one we have openings for is our Astro Camp Mission Moon Landing. And this one is for 4th through 6th graders. It's on Wednesday, June 24th at the White Fair Building in Red Oak. And it is also $20 per person, and that includes all materials for the day. Now, all of these day camps have limited registration, so you aren't going to want to hold off on registering for them. You can find the registration link on our Facebook page as well as our website,
okay.
Montgomery County IA Extension.
There you go. Montgomery County IA Extension.
Yes.
Is there a link to your Facebook page from your website?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go. And all the and you can get the registration data there. Could they stop by your office or not?
Of course. Yes. You're always welcome to call our office or swing by. We are located at 1901 North Broadway Street in Red Oak. And then you can reach us at 712-623-2592.
Do you have regular hours?
Yes. We are open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And then on Fridays, we're open 8 a.m. to noon.
So, get registered. Great activities for your kiddos for the summer to keep them busy, engaged, and really some learn some stuff.
Yes,
I mean,
lots
like
of
really
fun.
Enriching activities there.
Yes.
All right. Any are there other day camps? That's it for the summer.
That's all we have that's available
okay.
still.
Yeah, there you go. So, get them registered and get ready to go. The babysitting one's a really good one if you have plans for babysitting.
Yes.
That's
you have any youth with even younger siblings
yeah.
or if they plan on babysitting anyone over the summer, this is a great educational opportunity.
All right. Sadie Lindgren with me, the County Director of Montgomery County ISU Extension, visiting with us this morning. And we do want to say thanks to Precision Diesel for being a sponsor of our conversation. Virtual fishing tournament.
Yes.
Tell me about the virtual fishing tournament. First off, how does it work?
Yeah, I'll explain it. So this is the second year we've done this. It is a youth virtual fishing tournament. So it is open for all youth, regardless of where you live, anybody in kindergarten through 12th grade. So if you've completed kindergarten through 12th grade
okay. And
you have to register, we have a registration link that can be found on our website and our Facebook page. It's very simple to register.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, then you can submit your photos to our email address. It's xmontgomery@iastate.edu. And you just need to submit two photos of your catch. So we're accepting anything from bass, bluegill, and catfish.
Mm-hmm.
And the contest is the longest fish.
Okay.
In all of their respected species. And you just have to submit a photo of the youth holding the fish. And then another photo of the fish next to a tape measure so we can see the length of it. So very simple, very easy, and you can register anytime between now and July 31st. So the fishing tournament is open May 1st through July 31st, and anytime in there you can register and submit your photos. And then we will have an award ceremony in August.
That's awesome.
And give out awards for the longest fish.
Okay. You can register. Tell me, where do you send your photos? Did you say X?
It's X Montgomery.
Like the letter X.
Yes.
Okay. X Montgomery.
Yes.
Okay.
At iastate.edu.
All right.
Yeah.
Can you submit across all of them? Meaning you could do brim, or bluegill, catfish,
yeah.
all of those.
Yes. And you can submit multiple entries as well.
Okay.
As many as you want.
And you'll have an award ceremony.
Yes.
That's kind of fun.
Yes, yes. It'll be a lot of fun. And then I think we'll have some fun activities during that and some games.
Very cool. I like it, Sadie. This is year number two.
Yes.
Okay. You have to be in the state of Iowa probably to participate,
yes.
Right?
So the fish have to be caught within the state of Iowa.
Okay.
It doesn't matter where, just as long as it's in the state
just
of Iowa.
In the state. That's kind of cool because you can, you know, go to Dubuque.
That's right.
And still participate if you wish.
All Iowa Department of Natural Resources fishing regulations must be followed.
Yeah. Of course, that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. Sadie Lindgren with me. Okay, Sadie, what else do we need to touch on?
I think that's it for right now. The 2026 Montgomery County Fair Book is live on our website. If you're interested in seeing the schedule or reading a little bit about what we have going on at the fair this year, all the rules. So you can find that on our website under 4-H and Youth. And then you go down to the drop-down of County Fair, and all that information can be located.
All right. Very good. And you can, and Sheep and Weigh-In will be tomorrow the 2nd.
Yes, Sheep and Goat Weigh-In is tomorrow.
Sheep and Goat.
On the fairgrounds from 9 to 10.
Okay. There you go. What's the rest of your day holding out? Are you going to go take Brooks for a spin around the driveway?
Yes, probably do a lap in his car.
Do a lap and then put some mulch down and
that's right.
All those cool things. Very good. Sadie, that is awesome. Nice to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. You as well.
Make it a great day. Sadie Lindgren with me this morning again, the County Director, Montgomery County ISU Extension Director, and we do want to say thanks to Precision Diesel for being a sponsor of our conversation with Sadie this morning.
When your diesel engine needs expert care, trust Precision Diesel in Red Oak. We specialize